This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukraine is refusing Russia's demands to surrender in the southern port city of Mariupol, and its fate remains uncertain, the AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Communications are crippled, and many residents in Mariupol are in hiding.
They bombed everything. We don't have Mariupol anymore.
Dmytro Gurin is a member of the Ukrainian parliament. Mariupol officials say at least 2,300 people have died. Fears grow that number could be far higher.
I'm not a lawyer to use a genocide term. I mean, a law term for this situation, but it's mass murdering.
President Volodymyr Zelensky's message: I call on all Ukrainians to do everything to defend our country everywhere we are in order to save our nation. Combat, fight, support, and drive out these slaves, these occupiers, to make Ukraine and all of us live freely and peacefully as we like to do. I'm Ed Donahue.
Satellite images released on Monday show thick black smoke and heavily damaged buildings in urban areas across Ukraine. The images released by Maxar Technologies show damage caused by Russian attacks in the besieged southern port city of Mariupol, northwest of Kyiv, Chernihiv, and near the Russian and Belarusian borders. Other images also show Russian forces on standby in Dublin, Belarus. Ukraine said on Monday it would not obey ultimatums from Russia after Moscow demanded it stop defending Mariupol, where hundreds of thousands of civilians are suffering through Russian bombardments laying waste to their city. The conflict has driven almost a quarter of Ukraine's 44 million people from their homes, and Germany predicted the refugee number could reach 10 million in the coming weeks. This is VOA News.